Payton in the pocket. Bounces, loads it up. He wants Welker. Welker's there and makes a catch inside the 30. Tumbles inside the 25 and a first down Denver. Green and Thomas slot right. Welker and Sanders slot left. Anderson takes the handoff off right tackle. Anderson to the end zone. And C.J. Anderson has a Denver touchdown. Green attached right. Anderson next to Manning in the gun. C.J. takes the handoff. Runs behind the left guard. Leans to the end zone. No signal yet. Is he in? Yes, he is. Touchdown, Denver. From the shotgun, takes a snap, hands to C.J. Anderson. Anderson off right guard into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. C.J. Anderson. And Orton under center. Play fakes. Orton steps away from pressure, but runs right into Malik Jackson. Sack at the 13-yard line. Two receivers on each side. Blitz on the way. Orton in the pocket. He's going to go down again. Von Miller was there. Chris Harris was there as well. A Buffalo moving right to left from their 29. Shotgun snap, a four-man rush. Orton loads up, throws the ball, almost intercepted, or was it intercepted? I think it was. That ball taken away by Brandon Marshall. Orton in the shotgun, takes a snap, throws one. Ball will be intercepted. Chris Harris Jr. at the goal line. Harris Jr. down the sideline. Steps out of a tackle. He's still running. Out over the 30, 35, and he's forced out of bounds into the Broncos sideline. Out over the 40-yard line. Chris Harris Jr., his third interception of the season.
Ask every NFL head coach at the start of the season to list out his team's goals, and winning the division will be near the top of that list. Broncos can check that box today here at Qualcomm Stadium. A win over the Chargers would win the West for the fourth straight year. Broncos TV Live pregame show starts right now with some news Friday about a player who's had some pretty good games here in this building.
Rivers steps up and throws on the run. The ball will be intercepted by Chris Harris. Chris Harris with a diving interception.
The Broncos have made waves the last 3 years during free agency, bringing in talent, but today rewarded one player who's been homegrown. Chris Harris Jr. isn't going anywhere anytime soon. He and the Broncos agreed on a 5-year contract extension through 2019.
Bruton comes. Omar Bolden comes. Pass over the middle, knocked away from Eddie Royal. Incomplete. Chris Harris and Raheem Moore, both there on the coverage.
Harris Jr. made the team as an undrafted free agent back in 2011. And this year, coming off a torn ACL, he's been deadly on defense. Only one other player in the league has allowed a lower passer rating when targeted. Hi, everyone. Hello, and welcome to sunny San Diego on what is an absolutely picture-perfect day here for football with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. It's the Broncos TV Live pregame show. Thanks for joining us today. All of a sudden, week 15, don't want to zip past what we did open the show with, and it's going to kind of lead into why this game is important, Mace, with Chris Harris. Broncos locking him up. Great news that came out on Friday afternoon right around 4:30. He plays well pretty here. He plays pretty well against Phillip Rivers. Having him here, part of this defense, locked down for a long time, the significance of getting that deal done here with just a couple weeks in the season, showing Chris the love.
Showing Chris the love and also starting to get things in place for what's going to be a very busy offseason and trying to retain as many of the potential free agents as possible. You've got Julius Thomas, Demaryius Thomas, Terrence Knight, Orlando Franklin, Raheem Moore, just to name a few of all the expiring contracts, to get one done, and a big one at that, because Chris Harris, frankly, on the open market, might have been an eight-figure type player on a per-year basis. Getting it done at the numbers they got it done, massive for the defense, massive for the team, and also now you can plan your future around Chris Harris being a leader of this defense and kind of carrying on the legacy of Champ Bailey, his former teammate.
Likely Chris Harris will address the media, and we'll do this properly with John Elway on Monday, so we'll save more Harris talk for then. Right now, let's get back to why we're here, why the Broncos are here, trying to stay undefeated in the division this year. Phil, Broncos can fly home tonight with a win, with the AFC West title in hand for the fourth straight year. The players said all week long, hey, look, we're just focused on San Diego. You hear that all year long, okay. But the truth is, a lot can happen today.
Yeah, you know, you should be expecting a playoff-type atmosphere today. Of course, San Diego comes in. They're in the sixth spot in the AFC now. They want to make sure that they can as Philip Rivers said this week, control their own destiny moving forward. As for the Broncos, of course, they want to keep pace with New England for the top spot in the AFC and home field advantage. But also, more importantly, like you said, they could lock up a fourth straight AFC West title and ensure themselves of a playoff spot. So there's no doubt that there's a lot that can be determined today. There's a lot at stake for both teams this week as the Broncos get set to face the Chargers for the second time this season. With a win, the Broncos would not only clinch their fourth straight AFC West title, but they'd also tie an NFL record with their 12th consecutive divisional road win.
These division games count double, and so I think you do put special emphasis on division games, and that's how we're looking at it. It's the second game of this fourth quarter, and it's a game that is a lot on the line.
Since the Broncos beat the Chargers in Week 8, San Diego has gone 3-2 and is currently sitting in the sixth and final playoff spot in the AFC.
It's a division opponent, very tough place to play. They've played great at home this year. I think they lead the league in turnover margin at home at +6 at their place. Again, a team we're familiar with that we have a lot of respect for and know we'll have to bring our A game.
It's tough. It's tough playing there. Every time we played this team, it seems like it's been settled by, you know, a couple points, you know, here or there. And that's kind of what you'd expect this time around.
The Broncos have won 6 out of 7 against San Diego. However, the average margin of victory in those games is just over 8 points.
All that matters is this next game, and it doesn't really matter what happened in the past or anything else. So we just got to make sure that we go out this Sunday against a really good Charger team and go out there and play to our best ability.
A win Sunday would also keep the Broncos in the running for the top spot in the conference, along with a fourth straight division crown, which is just part of the plan, according to Terrence Knighton.
I mean, that's on the checklist, but that's not our ultimate. That's not what's going to define this team or a success on the season. That's just another thing on the checklist, that's all.